thanks, Matt, for stopping by. And how are you today? You know, going early morning for you? Are you out in California?
I'm in Alabama.
So it's in Central Time. Still an early morning, right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Okay, Sherry, go with your first question for Matt.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, you know, I read up on, and you have a really colorful life, and you're young. I mean, you were a photographer. You went to nursing school, but you did become a photographer. You've got a big studio, very sought after. Then you became a stand-up comic, and you have all this social media following. And I'm like, wow, so accomplished at such a young age. How did all that happen? I mean, how did you become that stand-up comedian?
Girl, I don't even know. I always tell people that my life started out as a struggle. I grew up in Alabama as a gay kid in Alabama. I grew up in the projects with an alcoholic mom. And I just knew that I didn't want to be another statistic. And so I grew up and I worked really hard to not do everything that my family did. And I went to nursing school. I realized it was not Grey's Anatomy, so I dropped out. And I decided that I was going to be a photographer. I knew that growing up, I always wanted to be a performer. That was like my main career goal. Like that's what I loved performing and I loved music and I always sang and did those things. And so I thought that's what I would do growing up, but I never pursued that. And I just decided I was going to be a photographer and I started taking photographs and I was terrible, but it really did really well for me. And at 18 years old, I moved into a trailer park and I started my photography business and things were going really, really well with that. I did that for about 10 years. And then I decided that I wanted to do boudoir. I started a boudoir business and we've done that for over a decade and it's still going strong. And, you know, after a decade of photographing beautiful clients and making people realize how beautiful they were and how worthy they were, I decided that it was time to let me live a little bit of my dream and do the things that I wanted to do. And so I got into stand-up, and that was completely by accident. Everybody said that you should be a comic. And so I started just kind of writing and working with a local writer in my town. And from the very first shows that I put out there, they sold out and signed with an agent. And then the rest is kind of history.
When you talk about stand-up and all those different things, did you get virality first on social media before the opportunity to do stand-up?
Yeah, so I had, you know, I had a couple million followers before I ever did stand-up. So thankfully I'd already developed an audience. Now my audience has grown larger since I've done stand-up, but, you know, my audience had on social media before I became a comic. So that was obviously really helpful for me, and I had an advantage going into comedy because people already knew me and wanted to see me live. So thankfully that worked well.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Sherry.
Yeah, so you had this like whirlwind. You started off in 2023 and listening to your story. So that seemed to be like a benchmark for you. What was it at the beginning of 2023 that just really got boom, just popped you out there, catapulted you out there into this huge social media with huge social media following?
You know, I really don't know.
It wasn't like fluffy, was it?
You know, honestly, it probably, so I had a chicken named Fluffy and, she was like my best pal. She's my best friend. And she and I, that's how the whole farm videos kind of started, was just the relationship that I had with this chicken. And I always tell people, like, it is my relationship with Fluffy, it was not like the typical relationship that I have with my chickens. Because at the end of the day, like, we're on a farm and they are chickens. And most 99% of chickens are not like Fluffy. So she was very different. She was like a dog. I always tell people, I'm like, she would come in the house. She would be standing on the porch, like at the front door when I would get home, like wanting to come inside. She would sit on the couch, like she was a dog. And so our relationship really kind of blew up on the internet and people loved her. And she really kind of catapulted the farm chores into what they are. And from there, that really kind of catapulted the comedy into what it is.
You know, it's interesting, you know, you coming up with something that's so unique, right? Fluffy is so unique. And then do you take Fluffy with you on comedy tours?
I take a stuffed version of Fluffy with me on comedy tours. I would never actually take a live animal to comedy because, number one, people are drunk, okay? These people come to these shows, and they are toe up from the flow up, all right? So, like, I would never subject my animals to the idiocracy of the people in the public when they've had too many drinks. All of my animals stay home where they belong. My aunt and uncle live on our property as well, and so they take care of my animals when I'm on tour, so they all get to remain at peace.
That would be a funny shoot for you just to pretend, like, you know, go to your airport near your house, right? And you go ahead and take Fluffy with you and have a bag for Fluffy and do that. That'd be pretty funny.
You know, they might let me in the airport with a chicken because I'm there so frequently. They all know who I am. But I may also be put on the do not fly list, so I'm not sure.
Now, this next thing is your private jet, right, Matt? That's what you have to get next, right?
Yeah, that's my life goal, actually. Just because I'm so tired of sitting next to boogers in the airport, y'all don't understand. When you fly every single weekend, I'm like, I don't need a lot of things. I'm not bougie, but baby, I need a jet.
So you just, what's the next phase? Do you see yourself being in any comedy shows? Like, you know, comedians move from doing that to getting on a show. Do you want that to happen to you, getting on a sitcom?
Yeah, actually, we've talked about this a lot. A sitcom is probably my dream. Like, I think that would just be the most incredible thing ever. I mean, a farm tour sitcom about two gay guys that live in the South and live on a farm, like, I don't think that's ever been done before.
Hey, you just got to go ahead and write it. Matt, you figured it out.
Yeah.
You never know. It's going to be groundbreaking, like certain shows and comedy that changed the game. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And you have the audience to do it for sure. Well, we appreciate, Matt. Best place people can check out your tour dates and everything. You're going to be all over the U.S. Touring, and you can check out your special as well. Where's the best place people can go?
You can follow at mattmatthews.com or Matt_Matthews on all socials.
All right. Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.